Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. And yes, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A ton of things to dive into today. As we know, NFL football week 8 is about to happen. College football coming in a little hotter as we are that much closer to the Pac-12 joining the party. And just a ton of things to dive into. As we know, the COVID era is definitely taking effect, and things are getting worse all over the country, and rightfully so, man. It's that time of year where flu season kicks in, and now we have COVID, and just be careful. Be extremely careful, but enjoy what is out there, which would be college football, NFL football. Enjoy your family. We know that Halloween just took place, so hope everybody's good. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Yeah, football's coming in hot, especially down in Florida and Missouri with the brawl last night. So we can talk about that a little bit, but it's all good, man. Let's get it going.
Yep, absolutely. A ton to dive into in the sports world. On the other side, we will hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We will cap off the World Series and Major League Baseball because that just obviously got wrapped up. So a lot to dive into today. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hang out, people. We'll be right back.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use. You can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
No balls, two strikes, two out. Urias to Adames. Call strike three! The Dodgers win! Finally, the wait is over. The Dodgers are the champions of 2020 in a year like no other, where joy has been so hard to come by. Tonight, tears of joy. Let them flow. Tonight, there is joy in Mudville. The curse of 88 is 88 and out the gate, and the Dodgers are celebrating out of the middle of the field between home plate and the pitcher's mound. The Dodgers, for the first time since 1988, 32 seasons.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Man, I remember back in 1988 what I was doing when the Dodgers were playing the Athletics in the World Series. And you know what? I was watching the game with my grandpa, my dad, my family, my brothers and cousins. And I remember. I just absolutely, after seeing what happened in 2020, it literally brought me back to my childhood. Back in 1988, and I remember the day when the Dodgers won 32 years ago. It's crazy. It really is. And kudos to the Dodgers. I'm not a huge Dodger fan by any means, but tough season, tough year, and a lot of kudos needs to be given just because of what everybody was going through throughout this whole season. To talk to us about this and a whole heck of a lot more with Major League Baseball, now we welcome in John Poulter, a professor of sports. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well. Thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Obviously, the Dodgers come away with this thing, do it in six games, something they haven't done in 32 years, and you know, bringing back a lot of memories for me. Just want to get your take on the World Series and the significance and where it rates in John Poulter's memories.
Well, I wouldn't say it's the best World Series I've ever seen, and whether that was partially the unusual 2020 season, whether it was the lack of fans, whether it was the lack of home field advantage, whether it was the lack of it being to the end of what seemed like a very long baseball season, which obviously it wasn't. You and I talk very often about sprints and marathons, and this is the first time either one of us, and hopefully the last time either one of us, refers to the World Series as the end of a sprint rather than the end of a marathon. Certainly not something I want to see again. I was a little disappointed in the series from a couple of standpoints, and I say that primarily because, as you and I have chatted before, I feel very, very strongly that we've got an issue now in terms of pitchers being babied. To be in a World Series where you've got supposedly the best two teams in baseball, and in this case we did have the best team in the American League record-wise and the best team in the National League record-wise, struggling to find starters for at least one of the games in the series where they have to kind of piece together a rotation or a pitching staff from scotch tape and bullpen people. I struggle with that a little bit. To me, it takes a lot of the glory away from the game. But having said that, the rules were the same for everybody going into this year. And to your point, kudos to the Dodgers for being the best team in a very unusual situation. I didn't think early on that they were going to do it, quite frankly. If you'd have asked me first month of the season, I would have said the Dodgers were far and away the best team in the league. That changed a little bit towards the end of the year and certainly through the playoffs. And when the Braves had them 3-1, I thought the Dodgers were in serious trouble. And looking back now, that was clearly the wake-up call that the Dodgers needed. After that, they took hold of the whole thing. And to your point, congratulations to them on hoisting a World Series trophy.
Good morning, John. It's Mike. You know, we look at this World Series, and there's obviously one big thing that everybody keeps talking about, and that is, you know, the Rays taking out Snell when they did in that Game 6. And just when that happened, what was going through your head? And, you know, you talked about babying pitchers. I was like, this guy's cruising. You got to keep it with him. And to me, that's where, you know, all the analytics kind of get in the way. So what are your thoughts with all that?
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Always good to chat with you. I agree with you 100%. You know, I've said in the 8 or 9 years I've worked on this show, I've probably said hundreds of times that, in my opinion, baseball is a game of adjustments. And yes, Kevin Cash and the Rays went into this Game 6 with a game plan, and you know, to me, Cash did not make the adjustment. To your point, when a guy is cruising through the lineup twice, so 18 outs, he threw 73 pitches. That's an average of 4 pitches per hitter. You extrapolate that out over 7 innings, and that's about 100 pitches. So you'd have to think that he should have ridden him. And clearly when he brought Anderson in from the bullpen, the Anderson that he brought in from the bullpen in October was not the Anderson he was bringing in from the bullpen in late July and in the month of August. Total disaster as far as the Rays are concerned. I went into this World Series thinking it was the Andrew Friedman World Series because he had essentially built either both teams or the groundwork of both teams. I think I will henceforth refer to this as the Kevin Cash World Series because, to me, with all due respect to Kevin Cash, who's managed a heck of a lot more baseball games than I have, and I've managed 0, I think he blew it on this one. To your point, if you have a horse who's doing well, you keep riding him until he gives you a need to change horses, and I think he made a terrible mistake here. But we will never know. Snell may have given up 3 straight home runs. He may have struck out the next 3 batters. We won't know. But if I had been Kevin Cash, I sure as heck would have left him in.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down the World Series. And look, I just want to throw this in there. And we've talked about this many times as well, is the fact of analytics and how analytics work sometimes and how they don't work other times. Was this a case of that where analytics got Kevin Cash in trouble and he went with that versus going with his gut?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, it comes back to making those adjustments. And we've all seen analytics be part of the game for 100 years. You know, you go back 30 years and you had a guy that was hitting 200, but off Tom Seaver, he was a 500 hitter. You left him in to hit against Seaver. You know, if you had the guy that was the fourth or fifth guy out of your bullpen, but he always struck Reggie Jackson out, you probably left him in to face Reggie Jackson because you figured the odds were with you. We've always used analytics in some way, shape, or form. But to sit down and prepare a game plan based on analytics at a certain point in the game where when you make those plans, you have no idea what the situation in the game is going to be. He obviously took the stance that he was going to take Snell out after twice through the order. And if that had have happened in the ninth inning, would he have waited till the ninth inning? If it had have happened in the fourth inning, would he have taken him out in the fourth inning? We will never know. But I really think he made a mistake. He's the only guy that knows the answer, but quite frankly, if he was going to do it over again, he probably would do it differently because obviously the outcome could not have been worse.
I agree. Okay, so knowing what we know now about what happened with the World Series, and you can't take things back, but what can you say about the future of Major League Baseball? What kind of a direction are we heading? No winter meetings, I already mentioned that. So what are your thoughts about Major League Baseball and where the game is right now and how it's going to move forward?
Well, I'm not going to say it's at a crossroads, but it's certainly at a very uncertain time in its era. We don't know what's going to happen with the 2021 season. Let's, for argument's sake, assume that there's going to be a full season. Let's assume that perhaps with the exception of the Toronto Blue Jays, teams are going to be playing in their home park. Let's assume that at some point in the season we're going to see fans in the park, be at 100% of capacity or a percentage of capacity. We're going to see some changes. Where I think we're really going to see some changes is in the free agent market. Are we going to see teams doling out big dollar long-term contracts to guys who've had a, quote, career year in a season that was 60 games as opposed to a season that was 162 games? Are we going to see players sit back and, quote, gamble on themselves and sign a one-year contract with a team hoping that they can prove that 2020's numbers can be extrapolated over 162 games rather than 60 games and therefore cash in at the end of the 2021 season? So in answer to your question, I think we're looking at a number of things. We're also looking at the situation around rule changes. To some of these rule changes that were adapted supposedly just for 2020 stay in the mix. I think the one that definitely stays in the mix is the universal DH. The runner on second base starting an extra inning, I'm not certain about that one. I sure hope that's not going to be the answer because I just don't think that's baseball. And I don't think seven-inning doubleheaders are an answer either. However, having said that, in a normal season, the number of doubleheaders is very few compared to what it was in 2020. So maybe that's not such a big issue. But at the end of the day, I think we're looking at a different game going forward, certainly in 2021, and probably a different game until the world goes back to some kind of normalcy, and whether again that's 2021 or 2022 or even beyond, we don't know at this point. But certainly I think baseball, like everything else, is going to be affected.
Yeah, it's amazing. I would think that we've got at least a year, maybe a year and a half of a lot of uncertain times where, you know, fans may or may not be allowed to go to games. The games may or may not be played. COVID is real. It's out there. And we're learning more and more each day the severity of it. So, as always, John, really appreciate you taking time out with us. Major League Baseball season's over. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, it is. It's been a short one. Been lots to talk about. And always my pleasure. Stay well, guys, and we'll chat next week.
Yeah, absolutely. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking it down for us. And you know what? It's over, but it's going to be interesting. And I think the future is really up in the air. So keep it close, everybody. We're going to continue wrapping about the sports world on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
And the pitch on the way. Swing, line drive, right center. It's a base hit. Kiermaier around third. He scores the tying run to third base. And being waved home and full again. And now they've got a couple between third and home. The ball gets away. In to score, Rosarena.
This is Dorf on Sports.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get us a couple different ways. Follow us. Check us out on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, let's get into some real football, man. I mean, I think you wanted to start in college, which is totally fine because obviously we've got a lot of time to talk about NFL football in hour number two. But college football, brother, look, we're seeing the effects. I talked about it at the open. We're seeing the effects of COVID happening all over, but really, really badly in college football. My first question before we get into the games is, do you see any end in sight for this? Do they need to maybe change things around so that college athletes are not getting this virus and spreading it from university to university? Let's be honest, man. I mean, at the end of the day, Wisconsin gets it. They spread it to Illinois. Illinois is now spreading it. So at the end of the day, man, how do they make this work? Whereas I think in professional football, professional sports in general, professional football, we're seeing a few cases here and there. I do think it is to be expected. We've had to obviously have things cut off a little bit and things like that. But truth be told, I understand why they're trying to do this in the NFL, man. It's their job. It's their livelihood. They get paid to do this. College sports, I think they could take a step back. However, they're not choosing to do that. So what's the answer in Mike Wilson's opinion?
Well, look, you know, with the professionals, you have
you have a union, and that union looks out for the welfare of its players. And I agree, they're doing it. This is their job. This is what they get paid for. But you know, also at the end of the day, this is a money grab for the owners to make some money off the TV contracts. And, you know, they're starting to let fans back in. They're getting gate receipts, all that kind of stuff. College, those kids don't have, and I refer to them as kids because we're talking, you know, 18 to 22 year olds, that are not unionized. They don't have somebody looking after the welfare of them, and that's a crying shame. And to me, you know, you and I have talked about this either on the local show or this show many times. Look, we both know at the college level it's also a money grab, but at the same time, if I was a president of a university, the first kid that dies because of COVID and because they were playing, I would not want to take that that responsibility, that kind of liability at all. I think the only way that, you know, we can kind of get control of this at the college level is literally just stop playing. And we both know that's not going to happen. There's too much money in college athletics for them to stop and just call the season and see where things are at, you know, next year. But, you know, at the same time, it's a hard call, Andy, and money rules all. And it's just sad to see that these college kids are not being looked after like they should. And, you know, I sit there and I watch college football and I'm sitting there going, this could just really just get out of hand. Not that it's already not out of hand, but, it's just sad to see that, you know, players like Trevor Lawrence, and your Wisconsin Badgers, man, they're down to what, their four string quarterback, or they're going to run, they're running Wildcat probably all game or something like that. But I just feel for these kids, because they're trying to live out a dream. They're trying to make it to the next level, but it's hard to get to the next level when you're dead. I'm just going to say that. So,
yeah, look, I mean, again, just a lot of difficult decisions being made right now. And I think that, you know, part of the problem is that nobody knows what to do. We've said many times that the best way to probably err here would be on the side of caution. They tried that. People got their panties all in a bunch about things and just decided to go crazy and write letters and protest and things along those lines. And again, I'm not saying protesting is bad. You can do what you want to do. That's the beauty of living in America. But at the end of the day, we also got to use some common sense. And I think that common sense is extremely uncommon these days. So with that being said, you and I know they're going to continue to play these games. They're going to try to make things happen. They're going to try to make things work. And it doesn't seem like they care at what cost. I mean, that's the truth. So it is what it is. I hate saying that because some other guy said it. And basically, it's been kind of the theme of 2020. But the truth is we do have to kind of push through to a certain degree. Doesn't mean we have to push through and be idiots and not taking caution. Like, I guess I just don't get it. You know, last night, it's trick-or-treating. It's Halloween, right? And
right.
My girlfriend, myself, Brody, we just kind of want to go out to see what's going on, right? We obviously are masked up. We're taking caution, but it's kind of crazy how different things can be in one neighborhood from another. Like our neighborhood, nothing going on but the rent, baby. Like seriously, in a neighborhood across from us, it's a party like no other, bro. And it's like nobody has a mask on. Nobody's practicing social distancing. So it depends on what world you're living in and whatever your reality is. And people, you know, they're telling me I'm uptight. the bottom line is I'm uncomfortable being around people, man. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. I'm uncomfortable being around people that I don't know what the heck they're practicing, what they're doing in their daily lives, who they're hanging out with, and the kinds of things that they're exposing themselves to. Because you know what? My exposure is very minimal. My exposure is to you, Mike, a couple days a week. My exposure is to my family. My exposure is out on the tennis court where I'm several feet away from people. I am doing my part, and I don't know what other people are doing. So if I'm a little afraid of being next to people, you can call it that, but I'm going to call it being smart, Mike. That's what I'm going to call it. I'm going to say I'm not going to stand next to somebody that I don't know who the heck they've been around and what the heck they're doing with their daily lives. I'm going to say that's smart. I'm not going to say I'm scared or I'm stupid. I'm going to say I'm smart.
Right, and that's the way you approach it. That's the way I approach it. And, you know, it's really sad to see that people just – there are still people out there who don't take this thing seriously. We have right around 230,000 people in this country that should not be dead, but they are. And if that number doesn't stick out to you and tell you, okay, I got to do my part, I got to do something for my fellow man, woman, child, to keep them safe, to keep me safe, then that's what I got to do. There is no saying that this is oppression or going against my rights. It's just helping your fellow man out.
I agree. All right, on the other side, man, we'll try to not be so political, and we will try to break down what we saw on the football field from Saturday. Just some crazy stuff as always, but this is real, man. It's real, people, and you got to be careful. You really do. We got to take a break. We'll be back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world in 2020. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices on everything you need to pack and ship.
Right now at Staples, save 20% on UPS expedited shipping services. Plus, save up to 30% on select shipping supplies.
Shop in-store or get same-day delivery through Instacart and save big at Staples.
Ends 10/31 while supplies last. In-store only. See store for details. Instacart fees, taxes, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability. Additional terms apply.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, tag team partner in crime, none other than Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and get at us a couple different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, let's jump back into some college football, and let's not get political, because obviously you and I do have some feelings about that. I will say this about what's about to happen on Tuesday, and I encourage everybody to have your right, which is to get out there and vote and express yourself, whichever way it may be. I'm not telling you which way to go. I am telling you to get out there and express yourself and do your part. So get out there and vote. That's the only thing I can tell you about it. I'm not going to try to tell you which way to go, because that's not my job. My job is to tell you to get out there and vote and do your part. Mike, let's get into college football, because that's us doing our part as to what we're supposed to be doing, because we talk sports. We do mix the politics in, because the two go hand in hand, and we'd be foolish if we didn't from time to time. Clemson struggled. You'd mentioned Trevor Lawrence and him not playing because of COVID. They struggled for much of that game, got down pretty big. Then they come back, pull it off. Late safety from Boston College that really helped them to make it the 6-point edge at that point. But a little bit of a sloppy game there. Alabama just cruising by Mississippi State. That was ugly. Ohio State, Penn State, maybe not as close as it seems on the scoreboard, to be honest with you. Notre Dame, did they play anybody? I mean, Georgia right. Tech, the schedule that Notre Dame has is a joke, okay? We all know that. Georgia, right. Kentucky, that was a boring game, seriously. Oklahoma State goes down to Texas. I watched that one, man. That was fun, okay? That was an exciting game. Not a lot of defense being played, Mike, but you know what? Spencer Saunders, this kid just – not enough plays. I'm sorry, but Texas came up with more plays than he did. Cincinnati jumping all over Memphis. And Cincinnati's a top 10 team, by the way. I think that's something that's noteworthy, Mike. Texas A&M, Arkansas. Texas A&M, another team that's in the top 10. Florida beating up on Missouri. BYU, your son Zach Wilson. Not really, but the Zach Wilson that isn't your son. Carrying that BYU team once again, they get another victory. They're a top 12 team in the country. Maybe the shocker of the day, Michigan State beating Michigan. I don't know, maybe somewhat of a huge shock there. Virginia beating North Carolina, that's a little bit of an interesting one. And then West Virginia was all over Kansas State, man. They at one point I saw them, they were doubling them in the amount of yards, at least at one point. And then Indiana able to get a victory after, you know, putting themselves in the top 25 after beating Penn State. Or did they beat Penn State? I don't know. Coastal Carolina, I can't believe I'm saying that they're in the top 25, but they are, Mike. SMU, where our buddy Dale Hellestray played football back in the day, they're in the top 25. I can't believe that. They beat up on a Navy team. And then Kansas, Iowa State, Oklahoma, and Texas Tech. Oklahoma put up like 40-some-odd points in the first half, for crying out loud. Not a lot of defense being played in that one. Boise State, Air Force, and then we talked about Wisconsin, unable to play against Nebraska because of the COVID issues that they have. Same thing with Marshall and Florida International. Some COVID issues for them. So it's abound us, man, that this COVID thing is real. But truth be told, Mike, I'm not seeing a very good quality college football game. I guess that was my point of my rant that I was going on there.
Yeah, you know, and some of it to me is, you know, the quality of football is a kind of a direct result of not having those two or three games that you have at the beginning of the year, kind of like you're playing Little Sisters of the Poor, kind of seeing where you're at, that kind of stuff, like their own college football's own preseason type of thing. But at the same time, look, COVID's taking its effects on some of these programs. And, you know, you mentioned Clemson, you know, off the top, and Trevor Lawrence, arguably the number one pick in the draft, in the NFL draft coming up, you know, he's out. He was out yesterday, and it showed. Like that offense, I watched a lot of that Clemson game. They struggled offensively for quite a while. And Boston College made some plays in that game, and they got lucky a couple of times. But look, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. And they made that a game. And in Clemson's game against Notre Dame, Trevor Lawrence is out for that game as of right now. It wouldn't surprise me if he made some, you know, quote unquote miraculous, you know, recovery from COVID and, you know, and he's available. But as of right now, Trevor Lawrence is out, versus Notre Dame. And that could spell some danger for Clemson, because Clemson, look, they're in the ACC. The ACC doesn't have anybody. They're so top heavy, and by top heavy, I mean it's Clemson in that league. That, you know, they lose one game, that probably kicks them out of maybe the national title game at the end of the year, and whatever, however that looks. Alabama, you know, look, Mike Leach at Mississippi State is in a rebuild there. Alabama putting 41 on the board doesn't surprise me. Ohio State, you know, as much as I'm not a Buckeye fan, Ohio State's pretty damn good. And they could be the national champs, you know, especially with Justin Fields at quarterback. And you're exactly right with Notre Dame. They haven't played anybody. Like they're 6-0, but you know, you're playing Georgia Tech yesterday, the Ramblin' Wreck, which looks more like a disaster of a Ramblin' Wreck than anything. You know, you had mentioned the Texas Oklahoma State game. I got a little bit into that game, but that's typical Big 12. It's kind of like Pac 12 defense. What are you talking about? You know, Big 12 is optional. All offense. It's optional. You know, look, if it's the third Saturday of the month, defense shows up. Other than that, you know, you're looking at an offensive game. And you know, if you saw any of that Missouri Florida brawl, that was very unfortunate at the end of the first half there. But Florida did what they're supposed to do. And the funny thing, you mentioned, you know, my son having the same name as the BYU quarterback. My son last night texted me. He's like, Dad, I was only 18 of 32. I only threw for like 224, 225 yards. But I did have 3 TDs. So I did have, you know, 3 TDs. So I did have a good game. So, you know, at least he's on top of that. But, you know, all in all, college football and the play, the type of play that I'm seeing is kind of right where I expected it to be. Not having I don't want to say preseason games, but out of conference games and COVID. I really feel for your Wisconsin Badgers, man. I mean, that's just unfortunate. But look, the only way, we talked about this earlier, the only way for me that they're going to get around this is just stop playing. And we both know that's not going to happen.
Right. Okay. So you brought up a bunch of different things, and I want to kind of just get your take on where we are looking and where we're heading as far as a national championship and that whole situation. Is there – well, my first question is are they going to have to change rules so that more players can be – invited to this party potentially, or does it really not matter? Are we looking at a Clemson, Alabama, and then, you know, two other teams potentially? I mean, what is the state of the national title? How serious can we take it? And what's your feeling about the 2020 season in general?
I think the 2020 season, it's going to be like a Clemson, Alabama. I don't think – you know, as much as, you know, look, we live in Pac-12 country. They're only going to play six games or seven games. The ACC and the SEC have already played four, five, six games already. I don't think a Pac-12 team makes it. One, because I don't think there's a good enough team to put into the playoff anyways. And two, it's hard to put a team into a playoff when they've only played six games or so. But you know, with the big teams and the conferences that just said, in my head, they just said, screw it, we're going to play and we're going to deal with COVID as it comes up, which to me, it's just not the way to handle this. You're talking about a pandemic. You're talking about college kids. You're talking about college kids that may not be focused all the time, in terms of social distancing, going out, those kind of things. So the national championship, the playoff, I just really think at the end of the day, it's going to be some ACC, SEC, and maybe a Big Ten or a Big 12 team in there. I think the Pac-12 is going to get left out. But you know, I'm not faulting the Pac-12 for being overly cautious at all. If it was my kid, I'd want them to be overly, you know, conservative with this. So I don't know if that answers your question, Dorf, but I just see it just being the same old in terms of the teams that are going to be in the playoff and probably the national championship.
You answered my question the way that I thought you would answer it, because, you know, I threw it out there in a way where I was giving you my answer right away, where I'm saying right. Clemson, Alabama. And right. Look, the Pac-12, again, they came back on their original statement, like many others. With that right. being said, though, if I'm not mistaken, I want you to clarify this for me. Pac-12 games will not have fans in the stands no matter what. They're not going to change that. Am I correct on that?
You are correct on that. And that is perfectly fine with me. I have no problem not being able to go to the games or anything like that. So that is a decision by the Pac-12. That they came to with the doctors and the trainers and all those people associated in the conference. And look, let's face it, we have some of the best medical people that chimed in to help the Pac-12 navigate all this, from right. Stanford Medical, UCLA Medical, USC, you know, University of Washington. So they're following the science. Are they being overly conservative with this and cautious? Probably. But when you deal with kids, you got to lean that way, and that's just my own personal feeling.
All right, so we're Pac-12 country here. We got ASU in our backyard. Give me your right. take on the Pac-12 and who we need to be looking out for in the Pac-12. Does ASU have a shot?
Oh, ASU has a shot. Certainly, they have one of the few returning quarterbacks in the conference. I think as much as people want USC to be be back, they have a returning quarterback. They always have five-star guys. I would pick ASU over USC. I think ASU has just as good of athletes, the coaching staff. I mean, you and I know the coaching staff. That's a pretty star-studded coaching staff they have there down in Tempe. I think the other team that you got to be wary of is Oregon. Now, they obviously lost Justin Herbert, but basically their whole offensive line is back, except for maybe one guy. But Oregon is the flagship. They're the flagship program in the Pac-12 right now, so I think Oregon's probably the team to beat overall.
All righty, good stuff. Okay, we got to take that pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. Your thoughts, your opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, our number one, man, oh man, always cruises by way too quickly, to be honest with you. Talked a little college football, talked some baseball. Our number two, obviously, we're going to spend a lot of time talking NFL. As we know, brother, week 8 is here. We are at the midway point of the NFL season. Honestly, it's weird because things we didn't have for a long time, they came back. We had NBA, we had hockey, we had everything kind of happening all at once. Now baseball and hockey are done, basketball is done. Now we're kind of in that sweet spot where we have NFL football, obviously college football, still coming back to a certain degree, but this is the time where we talk a lot of pigskin, my friend. I mean, it's just what it is. So NFL football is really here, week 8. Halfway through the season, your Steelers are still undefeated, brother. Pretty impressive.
I know. Yeah, they are still undefeated, but they got a tough one today, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will see what happens. And obviously, tons of storylines continuing to develop for us in the NFL. We have Tampa Tom and those guys starting to look like they're figuring things out to a certain degree, to me at least. The Green Bay Packers have been pretty solid. Vatieri gone again this week, not playing for them. I've been really impressed with Aaron Rodgers and what he's been able to do without certain people in the lineup week in and week out. No Aaron Jones, don't miss a beat. No Devontae Adams, don't miss a beat. Pretty impressive. Like, all honesty, really impressive. Some of the efforts we're getting from guys in the league. I know the music's gone. We gotta take that break. So hour number one of the books, hour number two on the horizon. Lots and lots of NFL talk. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will be holding 10 campaign rallies before Election Day. On Sunday, the president will be in Michigan, Iowa, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. His Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, will be campaigning in Pennsylvania on Sunday. Saturday, President Trump was in Pennsylvania talking about the former vice president's view on fracking.
Biden has vowed to abolish American oil and natural gas. You saw that. No fracking, no mining, no coal, no nothing. Biden's plan is an economic death sentence for Pennsylvania.
Biden getting some help from former President Barack Obama on the campaign trail on Saturday in Michigan.
Trump cares about feeding his ego. Joe cares about keeping you and your family safe.
The two appearing at campaign events in Michigan for the first time. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
As millions of Americans set their clocks back late Saturday night or early Sunday morning as daylight savings time ends. Skylar McKinley with AAA Colorado says this brings the usual challenges on the roads starting next week.
It might be most pronounced on Monday, but really for the next 2 weeks, we know that we're going to see an increase in crashes as a result of this.
McKinley also telling Denver's KUSA TV9 why it's such a problem when clocks shift.
Every time we make this switch in either direction, it just messes with our internal clocks, and that makes us more likely to get less sleep.
Police in France have 6 people in custody after a terrorist attack with a knife at a church in the city of Nice. The 6 are thought to have had contact with the terrorist before he beheaded a woman and killed 2 others inside the Notre Dame Church in Nice on Thursday. The terrorist shot by police is in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Democrats have their sights set on winning the Senate, which could possibly give them control of the House, Senate, and White House. As far as the Senate goes, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says...
It's a 50-50 proposition. We have a lot of exposure. This is a huge Republican class because it's the class that took the majority in 2014, and now I've got a lot of people up. 23 Republicans, only 12 Democrats. There are dogfights all over the country.
And as far as some advice for those 23 senators running, Senate GOP Conference Chairman John Barrasso telling Fox News.
Well, I would talk about the contrast rather than the contest. Look, these are all close races. These are like, this is hand-to-hand combat, like a knife fight in a phone booth, because there is so much at stake. The Senate is the firewall. The Democrats want the White House, the Senate, and the House. And we know what will happen if that occurs. Taxes will go up on just about every American. Our candidates need to talk about that. Fossil fuels and affordable energy will go away under the Green New Deal that the Democrats are pushing for. And the institutions of the United States will change dramatically as the Democrats talk about adding new states to the union with Democrat senators and expanding the size of the Supreme Court from 9 to 11 or 13. Look, these are risky, these are dangerous, these are extreme. That's why we are fighting so hard.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. A ton to dive into this hour here on the program. NFL football week 8 is here, and man, oh man. Mike Wilson and I are going to break it down like nobody's business. Tons of different storylines to talk about, from your Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers playing the way he is, Bill Belichick and the Patriots struggling. Well, guess what? They play the Bills. Maybe good, maybe bad. I don't know. The Raiders and Browns going at it. You got the Titans. Will they bounce back after a tough loss? A ton of things to dive into. Think about it, man. The Rams, they're back a little bit. They've got Tua on the docket. Tua's getting his first opportunity in the NFL. Steelers, still undefeated, Mike Wilson. They got the Ravens. A lot of good games to talk about, my friend.
Yeah, hey, look, for me, it's Tua time. Let's go. Let's see what this kid got. I'm ready.
You're ready, but I don't know if Tua's ready. We'll see if he's ready to handle Darnold and the Rams defense. That's going to be a tough task. 49ers and Seahawks. A lot of good matchups in week 8 of the NFL. So we're going to break it all down for you. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple different ways on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion for him. It's Dorf on Sports for me. And call us 1-800-878-7529. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
The
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy!
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
High ball!
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime. We are now going to hook up with our good buddy, none other than Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, and a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. Brett, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Well, you and I were wrong. Tampa let us down, and the Dodgers get this thing done in six, and they do something they haven't done for 32 years. It literally brought me back to my childhood and what I was doing in 1988. And I know I was sitting there watching that game, the series between them and the Athletics, with my grandpa, my dad, my brothers. I absolutely remember the day. I seriously, it's like a vivid memory in my head. And I remember watching that series. It brought me back to those childhood days. And I'm not a huge Dodgers fan. I want to make that very clear. But it just was kind of cool in a way where it brought me back like 30 years in my life, 32 to be exact. And I'm like, wow, this can happen. So for all those people out there that never think they're going to get something like a championship from their team, you have to believe, you have to think it's going to happen because dreams do come true. And for 32 long years, Dodger fans have been holding out. They finally got the reward, Brett.
Yeah, it was a You know, we were wrong. We were almost right because we called it a month ago. But I'll tell you, that Dodger team, you got to tip your cap. I mean, they beat them. You know, in the end, the Dodgers proved to be the most resilient and the better team. And they got, you know, the Dodgers early on in the playoffs, they're such a good team, you know, talent-wise, top to bottom, offensively, defensively, pitching. And they gelled at the right time. You know, the bats got hot and got the big hits at the right time. And a lot of times when you get to the postseason, you know, you're not going to get there. You're not going to go deep into the postseason with a mediocre team. But it's the real elite teams that get hot at the right time are usually the ones that win. You know, they're still going to be talking about that game six and taking Snell out of the game. But that being said, you know, there were still four more innings. It was still only 1-0. So I love when the argument comes up that, oh, Snell's the reason, you know, they took him out. Well, yeah, you know, you can talk about that forever and debate that. But the fact is that it was only 1-0. It wasn't like it was a 7-run lead and they went to the bullpen and gave it up. So they deserved it. They earned it. And even if Tampa Bay were to hold on in that game six, they were still facing Buehler in game seven, you know. So it was an uphill climb either way. I look at the whole the season as a whole, and I think, you know, Dodgers proved they were the best team this year. And like I said, I tip my cap to them.
Good morning, Brett. This is Mike. First things first, hey, I listen to your podcast during the week, and very good. I like it. I can't wait for Barry Larkin to come on, so I'm looking forward to that. But two, speak to the offensive output that Seager for the Dodgers put forth. That guy was
wow,
freaking nailed, like, the whole time. I was just simply amazed.
It was unbelievable. I mean, it was just hit after hit, and not just home runs. It was just the big hits that he kept getting, and Seager's right, coming off an MVP caliber season. You know, at the end of the season, we broke down the MVP candidates. I had Seager right there, and I always hold shortstop. You know, to me, they always have an edge up because they're playing the most demanding position on the field. And then you put the offensive production Seager had on top of that. He's right there. I don't think he's going to win the MVP, but he's definitely, you know, he's a top five guy. And he just cranked it up a level for this postseason. And, you know, for the last couple of years, and he's been battling some injuries, we've always known that he's a talented guy. But they were talking, you know, maybe it was bothering him a little bit that he heard those whispers of we got to get Lindor from Cleveland. I think Seager's kind of quieted that quite a bit with that postseason performance.
Right.
So what an awesome that's one of the best postseason performances I've seen in a long time. And I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Arozina for Tampa Bay? He goes. I'm not discounting his performance, but just Seager topped him. I don't know what he ended up hitting total for the postseason, but it was something silly. And, yeah, it was top to bottom. I mean, it was just a great, great performance.
That's the voice of Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career. Hey, Brett, let me ask you this. Okay, so next season and beyond, no winter meetings this year. They've already said that. What's the future of baseball look like?
Well, I think, you know, by spring training, I think you're going to be back to normal baseball. I'm really interested on what's going to go on the minor league side of things. You know, I know they're cutting back in all the organizations' personnel, and there's a lot of talk and has been a lot of talk the last, you know, 12, 15 months about paring back the minor leagues, 20 up to 30 teams just completely getting rid of. And that's going to mean, you know, for 20 teams, that's going to mean eliminating one of their A-balls. And for 10 teams, if you went with 30, that's going to eliminate two teams in the organization. I thought about it a little bit, And when you really break it down, you know, there's 150 minor league guys on in each organization. And if I were to go in there and honestly evaluate, I could probably eliminate 100 guys that you're not going to be in the big leagues.
Right.
So in a way, from a business standpoint, it kind of makes sense. And it lets some young kids that were probably destined to be career minor leaguers get on with their life, kind of in a cruel way. But you know, it's reality. So I don't know that I necessarily disagree with that move. But I'm really interested to see what happens on the minor league side. I think on the big league side, I don't think you're going to see much of a change. You know, I think when we, by spring training, I think you're going to be back to normal. That's going to be a little strange. No winter meetings. It's going to be an interesting off season on how that free agency goes with the lack of revenue, because of what happened this year. And if I know anything about the owner's side and negotiations, they're going to use any crisis to their advantage. So believe me, all winter the owners are going to be talking about how poor they are and how much they got beat up this year. I still think you're going to see the blue chip guys, the top guys. I still think you're going to see them get signed and get what they're, you know, get those top dollars. But I think it's going to be a long winter for those good players that are free agents. I don't think you're going to see the big lucrative contracts that we've seen in the past, at least in the short term, just because of the financial situation of 2020. But it's going to be an interesting offseason. I'm curious how it's going to all roll out going into spring training.
I think we're on a very similar page, Brett, and that is the voice of Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, talking to us here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Okay, I got two more questions for you before we let you run. Really appreciate you taking your time out with us. So with what you said about minor league baseball, I guess this is – you can go either – whatever direction you want to go with this. Does it make guys come up to the big leagues a little bit earlier? And if so, is that a good thing? Does it make the game water down a little bit? How good is the game going to be if, you know, that process isn't normal like it has been in the past? I'm kind of curious your take on minor leaguers. Will they get rushed? Will they get bumped? Like, what happens to those guys?
Well, I think it's twofold. You know, I think they're already getting rushed. You're seeing more young yeah. players in the big leagues than we've ever seen. And, you know, I preface that with saying some real talented young players. And I think that you got to attribute that to the way they've been brought up and taught in the minor leagues. You know, the guys that are getting to the big leagues when they're 19, 20, that used to be an anomaly, something once in a generation would happen. You know, a Ken Griffey Jr., a Mike Trout, a Bryce Harper would come up when they're 19 years old. You're seeing that more and more with the Tatises and the Sotos, these young players, the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. You're seeing that a lot more, and they are becoming stars pretty quick. And I think that's the culture in Major League Baseball now. When I was coming up, it was almost a scary thing to be in the big leagues as a rookie. It was speak when you're spoken to. It was you got to earn your stripes here. Nowadays, it's more of I don't see that veteran presence that really keeps the young guys in check. So I think you see a lot of young guys coming up, and it's their show. You know, from the beginning. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I think as a rookie now, it's much easier to be a rookie in the big leagues now than it used to be. Because of that, you know, I'm just saying, when I came up, it was sit in the corner, earn it, and then we'll allow you to have a little freedom. Now it seems like the freshmen, if I could use a college term, kind of run the show when they get there, and it's kind of, they have no fear. So in a sense, it's easier to come to the big leagues at an earlier age. Getting to the minor league side, like I said, you come into a minor league situation, you evaluate the franchise as a whole, and it's very easy to write off the top. You know, I could walk into a minor league camp, show me the entire body of the camp, and very easily I could eliminate 25 guys. That these guys have no chance to play in the big league. So it's almost like you're doing them a favor. It's almost like you're trimming the fat before you have to. Mm-hmm. And you just have more, you know, the elite the elite of the elite in the minor leagues now. So I don't think that's going to change. I mean, yeah, percentage-wise, maybe you could miss that one in a million guy that just was a late developer. But for the most part, you know who your prospects are. You know who are the guys that are probably going to have an impact. And to eliminate a team really isn't a big deal. And that'll probably shorten the draft. So, you know, we're used to seeing back in the day there were 70, 75 rounds. This year it was obviously cut to five. I don't think you're going to see five. But it's going to eliminate the rounds because they're not going to need as many players to fill those positions at the low A-ball levels.
Great stuff, Brett. Really appreciate you taking time out with us. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll catch up with you next week. There's tons of things I still got to ask you about Major League Baseball and the future of it. So next week, we'll have to wrap again.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, and a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. This guy knows baseball left and right. I wanted to get his take on Rob Manfred, but we'll get that another day. So keep it close, everybody. We're going to get back into NFL football. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Just got done with our good buddy Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player. And by the way, you mentioned his podcast, Mike, and both of us have checked it out. couple good ones coming for you this week on the Booncast. Josh Donaldson and Grant Fuhrer will be on the podcast this week, Tuesday and Friday. So definitely keep checking out Brett Boone's podcast, the Boone Podcast, Josh Donaldson and Grant Fuhrer on this week, Tuesday and Friday. Mike, let's dive into NFL football, brother. I did say a lot of storylines already. Just kind of want to get your initial take on week 8 of the NFL. We're at the midway point. Some surprises, but for the most part, I honestly feel like it's a lot of the usual suspects. And then now that Tampa Tom is in Tampa, you can sprinkle in Tampa. They're going to be in the mix probably this season as well, as we know. But just kind of give me your take about what you've seen 2 months now after week 8 will be done. We're 2 months into the NFL season, man. Well, I don't know where Mike is, so I'll just keep talking until I can find
Here
him.
I am.
But there he is, Mike. Where?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
How are you, buddy?
Look, when you live out in the sticks, sometimes you have some technical difficulties. So you know, we'll take it from there. But yeah, look, one of the big things that is sticking out to me is that Dallas sucks. Like they're bad. The coaching staff is bad. I mean, it's just a disaster in Big D, which does not bother me at all. Philly, I don't know what's going on there with Wentz and his talent. I mean, he seems like he's regressed a little bit. The other thing is, look, Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh is undefeated. They played Baltimore today in Baltimore. I was a little disappointed that game, the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game, didn't get flexed to the Sunday night game so they can kick Dallas and Philly out of that spot and actually and have two quality teams there. But that defense in Pittsburgh is no joke. TJ Watt is playing like a stud. The other thing is I think people are sleeping on the Rams a little bit. And I'm sure, you know, if you're going to sleep on the Rams are going to, you know, they'll accept that. Be like, okay, take us lightly. We'll just come up and smack you in the face, and they get the first chance at Tua today. And, you know, me being a longtime Miami Dolphin fan, we haven't had a quarterback since Marino. So we'll see what we got with Tua. We're just so hungry for a good quarterback back in Miami that, you know, the fans are excited. I'm sure Tua's excited. I'm sure he'll be less excited once he sees Aaron Donald, you know, Donald right in his grill. But we'll see what we got with Tua. And then, you know, look, I mean, the rest of it today is, you know, Green Bay and Minnesota, longtime rivalry. I'm sure Green Bay, I'm picking Green Bay in that game, but you never know since it's the NFC Norris division. So, what do you think? What do you think, Dorf? Week 8, we're halfway through, like you said. What stands out to you?
I can't believe the Cowboys and the Eagles are playing the Sunday night game. I mean, last week they did what was right, and they flexed the Cardinals and the Seahawks into that game. There were several games that they could have put in that showcase instead. I mean, think about it, man. They could have put the 49ers and Seahawks. They could have put the Saints and the Bears. Like, no joke.
Right.
They could have put the Ravens and the Steelers, like you said. They could have put the Rams and the Dolphins, for crying out loud. You know, a young guy in Tua going up against the Rams and that staunch defense. Like, come on, man. The Vikings and the Packers, like you talk about. A rivalry, even though the Vikings stink, the Packers are playing great. So, I do. I think they missed the boat, brother. I really do. I think it's an interesting one where they missed the boat on this one. Could have gone with a much better, more intriguing game for Sunday night. Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys are a joke, bro. Mike McCarthy's a joke. I've been talking about Fat Mike for many, many years. When you have Aaron Rodgers, when you have guys like Brett Favre, you look a lot better than you should for a lot of the time. So that was the case when he had those guys. Now he's down to some guy that I don't even know if he knows who he is. So I think it's going to be tough for the Cowboys moving on for the rest of the year. They're atrocious. They're a joke. They're already calling for Mike McCarthy's head there. That was a disaster. That was a mistake. You know, Jura thought he was getting himself a Super Bowl caliber coach. And the only thing Super Bowl caliber is the fact that this guy had quarterbacks that could carry him through just about anything and everything. So I think when you look at what happens in general with coaches, if you don't make it work one place and you get an opportunity somewhere else and they think that you're going to just all of a sudden become a better coach, I don't get it. So yes, he's got a Super Bowl, but he had Aaron Rodgers to do that for him. So the guy's a disaster. That was a mistake. We know how, it's kind of crazy when you think about it, how quiet Jerry's been all season long. I mean, the only person talking is Scott, his son. I mean, at the end of the day, man, Jerry's been extremely quiet. I think he knows he made a mistake. It's a disaster what's happening in Dallas. They can't be happy about it. Ezekiel Elliott is a mere shell of himself. He's not a great running back, at least at this moment in time. I'm not saying he can't be a great running back, but I just feel like everybody on that team, literally, like, this is going to sound cliche, but they're dropping the ball, Mike.
Well, I'll certainly say, look, Fat Mike has lost the locker room. Completely lost the locker room. I think Jerry Jones hired somebody that wasn't going to maybe clap back at him, you know, or that he would be intimidated by. I think the Cowboys need to tear it down a little bit and rebuild, or at least admit that they are in a rebuild mode, because who knows what's going to happen with Dak. You know, you mentioned Zeke. You know, he's not $90 million. He's not performing to the $90 million contract that he has. That's for sure, and you stated that. You know, the other thing is, look, if you want to move on from Mike McCarthy, move on from him as soon as possible. Back the Brinks truck up and go after Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma. Not that Lincoln would leave, because he has a pretty good situation going on in Oklahoma, but, you know, he's in the region. People know who he is. And I think he would gain a lot of attention, and from the players, because he's a winner.
I just don't know how that translates from college to the NFL.
And right.
I guess we can say that Cliff Kingsbury is having some success for the Arizona Cardinals here, with being a guy that came from college and obviously still kind of learning the game a little bit. Look, who knows what the answer is? We just know it ain't working right now for Fat Mike in Big D. They're struggling big time. All right, we'll continue talking NFL football on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices on everything you need to pack and ship.
Right now at Staples, save 20% on UPS expedited shipping services. Plus, save up to 30% on select shipping supplies.
Shop in-store or get same-day delivery through Instacart and save big at Staples.
Ends 10/31. While supplies last, in-store only. See store for details. Instacart fees, taxes, and/or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability. Additional terms apply.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Call us, get at us, let's rap about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin opinion for me, it's Dorf on Sports. Obviously, check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, I want to go through the games, but I do want to mention the teams that are on bye this week, most notably the Cardinals here in Arizona, who again have gotten out of the gates pretty well. They've had a couple of stumbles, you know, Detroit's of the world, those happen, but ultimately playing pretty well. We mentioned translating from college to the NFL. Cliff Kingsbury, Kyler Murray, both of those guys seem to be doing a pretty good job of that. Washington, Jags, and Texans also on bye this week. And really, like I said, the only thing notable there is the Cardinals because they happen to be playing pretty well. Their division is extremely good. I see a scenario where all of the teams from that division could make the playoffs. It's going to be difficult, but I do see a scenario where that could happen. All right, brother, let's break down the games from today. Patriots and Bills going at it. Week 8, Patriots have struggled. They're 2-4. This is not a typical Bill Belichick team. Obviously, Cam Newton been a little in and out of that lineup. Hasn't really had the greatest success, at least to this point. The Bills, they've had their ups and downs too. I know they're 5-2, but at the end of the day, they've had a couple of bad stumbles. They've had some nice wins. I do think they're a team that is gaining stock. But with that being said, the Bills and the Patriots going at it, and the Patriots have kind of been the cream of the crop. And now the Bills, are they ready to take that torch, and run with it, basically? Are they the team to beat in this division, Mike?
Oh, I would certainly think so. They finally got the quarterback back up there in Buffalo, that you and I are both fans of in New England. Look, I mean, this is reversal of fortune here. Look, we're so used to the Patriots being first in that division, running away with that division, and usually that division when Tom Brady was there was kind of garbage.
You know, now it's the Bills' time. Now the Bills got the quarterback. Now the Bills got the weapons, and New England doesn't. So, you know, I'm expecting the Bills to circle the wagons big time on the Patriots and win this game. And, you know, when you take a look at New England and what Belichick's trying to do, you know, what Cam Newton struggles, you know, does he end up with another year in New England? What happens with Cam post, you know, at the end of the season? There's a lot of questions going on in New England that we're not used to seeing. But look, every team at some point in their history goes through these times, and we're going to see how New England's going to respond to a season of trouble.
Yeah, I mean, they've had so much success, it's okay to have a little failure. All right, so who do you got there? You got the Bills?
I got the Bills, yeah.
I think I took the Patriots on Friday. I can't remember exactly.
I did too, yeah.
And truth be told, I think it's going to be a very good football game. I think it's going to be tight. I think it's going to be ugly. I think it might be a little messy in general. And, you know, everything in my mind tells me to take the Bills, but I got to see them prove it. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Patriots because they've been the leader of that division. And if there's a time where they need to step up, it's week 8 against the Bills, because otherwise I think the season's getting away from them. Titans playing the Bengals. Obviously, I think we're both going to like the Titans here. Derrick Henry, just too much. Ryan Tannehill, I do think that they'll bounce back from a tough week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But on the other side, Joe Burrow has been very impressive. I like this kid. No Joe Mixon once again. I never got your take on Friday on Joe Mixon. I know I went at it with some guy from Cincinnati about it, and I just think it's one of those things where the numbers he gets, they're not all that impressive
inflated
to me. Well, they're not impressive to me because a lot of the times they're coming from behind. So with that being said, what are your thoughts on the game? What are your thoughts on Joe Mixon? What are your thoughts on Joe Burrow?
Well, my thoughts on – I'll just work Mixon back to Burrow, but Mixon, my thoughts are basically the same as yours. I've always thought he was a little overrated, and then a lot of his yards, you know, I know I mentioned inflated. Maybe that's not the correct word, but, I mean, they're yards that he gets in garbage time when the game is out of reach or it's not in question anymore. That's when he gets his yards. Today I expect the Titans to win this game, because they'll be stinging from last week's loss at home to Pittsburgh. But you know, Burrow, look, he's impressive. He's a B plus, A minus kind of prospect. And if Cincinnati can spend some money or draft some offensive linemen that'll protect him and and get a good left tackle, you know, watch his blind side, you know, we could be looking at something special for Joe Burrow in his career.
Don't disagree with that. Raiders and Browns, I think the Raiders need to rebound here. The Browns playing without Odell Beckham, obviously, for the rest of the year with that ACL. It's a tight one. I think this is going to be a really, really good football game. But I'll tell you what, I trust Derek Carr more than I trust Baker Mayfield, and that's why I'm taking the Raiders on the road.
Yeah, no, I you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Andy, but I think I took the Raiders as well on Friday. And I'm sticking to it. I think they're going to rebound. And yeah, there's a certain level of trust that I have with quarterbacks. And, you know, Baker Mayfield doesn't have it yet. And people are going to be like, what are you talking about? He's having a great season. Yeah, but okay, he's had a great half season. Let's see if this continues for another 8 games.
And it's been less of Baker, for the most part, that's made it successful.
Right.
And I know that he's had to come up a little bit more without Chubb on the field for the last few weeks. But again, I think the recipe for success is less of Baker and more of everybody else. All right, Colts and Lions going at it today. The Colts rebounded pretty nicely. That was a weird game for them last week, but they did figure it out. They got it done. They're 4-2. The Lions 3-3. They look again. I think both these teams are in a weird way. They kind of mirror each other. You know, like there's really good Colts, there's really good Lions, and there's really bad Colts, and there's really bad Lions. So something's got to give here today, and I'm going to go with who I think is the better overall team, which is the Colts, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Colts as well. I think they are the better overall team, and the lie down. I'm telling you, man, like Detroit shows flashes of brilliance, and then they yeah. show flashes of just disaster. And there's no middle ground. And I wonder if Matt Patricia's on the hot seat. I think he should be, because he really hasn't done anything since he's got there. So, you know, we'll see if this team is still fighting for their head coach and fighting for themselves. But I think Indy wins the game in the end.
Vikings and Packers going at it. Lambeau Field, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Packers without Batiera again for Aaron Rodgers. So something to obviously pay attention to. But with that being said, Aaron Rodgers has found weapons when he doesn't have guys on the field like Davante Adams or Aaron Jones for that matter. So, look, I think the Packers continue their dominance of the NFC North, and they're going to win this one against the Minnesota Vikings today.
Oh, I think this is Green Bay all day. I really do. I just think Green Bay just wins this going away. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to show once again that, you know, athletically and the way he throws the ball, he's one of the all-time greats. And I think Minnesota's they're just continuing a season that's kind of been in the toilet for them. So Green Bay all day today.
Yeah, a bit of a shock there too, because that defense was supposed to be great. Jets and Chiefs, we don't need to spend much time on this. It's the Chiefs all day long, and they're just going to go out there and have a party. They're a 19.5-point favorite. I don't think we need to spend much time on this other than saying, how in the hell does Adam Gase still have a job? So let's move on, because I already gave that too much time. Rams playing the Dolphins. This is Tua time, like you said, but he's going up against a really tough Rams defense. And I do think the Rams have kind of found themselves this season after a season where last year they didn't look so good. So it's kind of cool to see them rebounding. Dolphins and Tua have a tough task ahead of them.
Yeah, they really do have a tough task with them. I'm going to take Miami. I think they play a lot better when they are at home, and I think there's going to be a lot of energy in that stadium today because of Tua starting. Tua's had 2 weeks to kind of digest, you know, going up against the Rams and watching film and stuff. So I think Miami wins a squeaker at the end.
I don't think it matters. I think it's a tough day for this rookie going up against Aaron Donald and the rest of those guys. So no way, Mike. Rams all day. Steelers playing the Rams. Undefeated Steelers playing the Ravens. This has been a great rivalry over the years. We know that. Big Ben playing Lamar. Obviously, such different quarterbacks, to be honest with you, so you can't compare these two guys. But you can compare the rivalry, Steelers and Ravens. It's going to be fun. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be nasty. And with that being said, the Ravens coming off of a bye week, I like them to give the Steelers their first L of the year.
You know, I can totally understand that, but look, if I pick against the Steelers, I'm just going to hear it from my son, and I just don't want to listen to his crybaby 15-year-old ways. So I'm going to pick Big Ben and Pittsburgh today. And like you said, this is a great rivalry. I mean, this is what rivalries are supposed to be about. Down and dirty, nasty, people don't like each other. You know, there might be some fisticuffs from time to time, but I'm going to take Pittsburgh and that defense of theirs.
Chargers and Broncos, Justin Herbert, we've talked a little bit about him, man. Guy's been impressive. Therefore, I'm going to take the Chargers on the road against the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chargers as well. The Denver's just kind of beat up too much, and it doesn't matter if they're at home or on the road right now. I think Denver's just, the injuries have just played havoc with them. And like you said, Justin Herbert, you know, he surprised many a people. And I think he surprised you to a certain extent as well. So here's to Herbert and the Chargers today.
Oh, absolutely. He's impressed me. All right. Saints and Bears. I think this is a big game for the Saints to reestablish themselves. And I think it's a game where the Bears show us more of their true colors, and that it's been a little bit of smoke and mirrors and an aberration to a certain degree. I got the Saints winning this one at Soldier Field in Chicago.
Right, I got the Saints as well, and it's one of those things, sometimes you look at the Bears, Andy, and you want to trust them, but then you take a look at how they've played and how they've won some games, and you mentioned smoke and mirrors. I just see that too much out of them. And the Saints is just, they're just steady. And then when you got Drew Brees at quarterback, you're just steady. I think New Orleans wins this.
Niners and Seahawks, man. I think the Niners have found themselves over the past few weeks. I really do. I think that loss for the Seahawks was a definite step back because they were playing so well in the first half, and then all of a sudden the little engine that just kept going, which was Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals, wouldn't stop. That seems to be something that I'm going to have a little bit of concern. I like the 49ers pulling off an upset on the road at CenturyLink Field in Seattle, Washington.
No, I'm going to take the Hawks at CenturyLink, but I do agree that San Francisco looks like they found themselves. So I'm going to take the Hawks at home.
All right, Cowboys and Eagles. I don't think we really want to talk much about it. I'm going to go with maybe the lesser of two evils and take the Eagles. How about you?
I'm going to take the Jaguars in this. No, I mean, I'm just joking. I'm going to take Philly in this. But yeah, no, Philly all day.
All right, we got to take a pause for the cause. I like that. Keep it close, everybody. As you know, we come back with our parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Obviously, got to send out a couple of shout-outs. First and foremost, want to thank Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, for joining us. John Poulter, our professor of sports, for joining us. And then just got a message from Earl Burnett, who is in charge of the KSRN Casual Sports Radio Network, wanting to know our take on the NFC East potentially being repped in the playoffs at a 6-10 record. It's crazy. It's insane. It shouldn't happen. We all know it. It's ridiculous how bad that NFC East is. And again, appreciate KSR and for taking us on, picking us up week in and week out. We appreciate the Casual Sports Radio Network. And all you got to do is download the app. You can pick that up anywhere in the world. Mike, as always, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Look, we mentioned it earlier in the show. We get to voice our opinion this week on Tuesday. Go vote. Don't care who you vote for, but put your opinion out there. Vote for who you like. Don't vote for who you don't like, but just go vote and make yourself heard.
Absolutely. Great one, man. I'm going to second that for sure. Obviously, I'm all about everybody expressing themselves, getting out there, doing your part to make the change or not the change that you want. Whatever it may be, again, we are just encouraging you to get out and do your part to vote. Want to remind you all, I come back late night doing the NFL Rewind on the world-famous Sports Overnight America. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Take you into the wee hours of the night. You can catch Mike and I Mondays and Fridays, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on 88.7 The Pulse, pulseradio.fm. You can download that app anywhere in the world as well. So do that. Check us out Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 a.m. You can always check us out Sundays, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time right here, like you always do each and every week. But my parting shot, man, go enjoy the day. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Continue to practice the way that you're practicing. Hopefully, you're being safe. Hopefully, you're caring about your neighbor, your next door neighbor, your friends, your family, everybody. It's important. For Mike, for Scott, I'm saying peace. We're out of here. Enjoy your day. We'll catch up to you next week on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition.